Five creative natural sales prospecting ideas that you may not have tried yet. I'm Jackie Jarvis. I'm the author of Quick Wins in Sales and Marketing. I'm also a natural selling expert and a business coach. Thank you for listening to my blog. So, every small business owner knows how important it is to keep their sales pipeline full. Some pieces of new potential business may have longer sales cycles than others, and some that are expected to go ahead can often be delayed. If you don't keep prospecting for new work, you could risk becoming a victim of feast and famine. Being too busy to prospect when you are delivering on a piece of work can be dangerous. You need to keep prospecting to keep your pipeline full of good opportunities. Otherwise, you risk finishing the last big project only to find you have nothing to replace it. Here are five natural selling prospecting methods that will help you to keep the flow of good quality prospective clients. The first one, build a team of trusted referral partners. Referral marketing has been proven to be one of the most effective ways to generate new opportunities, as well as one of the best ways to gain the trust of a potential client before you even meet them. So how do you go about making this part of your sales prospecting strategy? Think about the kind of businesses that could be closely aligned with yours. What type of service provider may see the need for your service whilst they're working with their clients? For example, an accountant who knows his or her clients well and wants to help them be more successful may see the need for a number of services. For example, financial advice from an IFA, marketing or sales help, a business mentor, management training, legal advice, and more. Or a telemarketing business may see the need for sales training or coaching to support clients that they generate appointments for. A strategic marketing consultant may see the need for market research, digital marketing, or branding and design. They may even wish to collaborate on projects. If you seek out these providers and build a relationship with them, you could agree a number of leads to provide for each other, or alternatively, a thank you payment. Or it may be that your referral partner is happy just to make referrals to you as a way of helping their clients more. Once you've identified potential partners and approached them, you can discuss mutually beneficial referral arrangements. The next idea, idea number two, send a prospect a book. If you have a particular prospect in mind and have done your research, choose a book that corresponds to something that they may need or something that you know they may have a challenge with. If you have your own book, you could send that. Add a note with the book that says something like, "Are you struggling with X? I thought you might find this book useful. I found it very helpful myself." Then once you know they have received the book, I would send a signed a copy for that they have to sign for as a package. You can then send an email or text asking if they might like to schedule a call to discuss. At this point, you may introduce number three, idea number three, as an option. So idea number three is offer complimentary consulting sessions. Focusing on one particular challenge that your ideal prospective client may have and offering them an initial complimentary consultation is a great way of starting a trusted relationship and positioning you as the expert. Having a structured offering that naturally leads to more is a great way to start a relationship with a new client. This complimentary consultation could be a health check or advice session, can also be something that your referral partners could offer to their clients. It's easier to make a referral when you're offering to give something as opposed to trying to sell something. Make sure that this complimentary consulting session is clearly defined in terms of time and outputs. The next obvious step needs to be to engage with you. I would advise that advise that complimentary sessions are between 30 minutes and 2 hours, depending on which is this is ideally designed to lead to. Idea number four, serve as a connector. People, and what I mean by that is potential clients and referral partners, usually are more willing to connect you with potential buyers if you have made some valuable introductions for them first. So when you get the opportunity, ask them to describe their ideal client and the pain points their service helps overcome. Ask them who they would most like introductions to. Then have a think about who you could actually connect them with. I would describe myself as a natural connector, as I enjoy making the effort to make introductions as and when I can. I have actually noticed how much this is appreciated and how quickly it builds trust with those I want to work with. Idea number five, joint events with alliance partners. You could form a close alliance with one or more business services that naturally complement yours, and run an education event to attract customers. Some examples of this could be a business growth event with an accountancy firm, a bank, and a business coach. It could be a Get It Right from the Start event with a bank, a marketing company, and a business advisor. Or it could be a Putting People First event with a training company and an employee benefits company. You get the idea. You could all invite prospects to the event and all benefit from the added value each of you can provide. Alone, there can be a lot of work and cost involved in organising and marketing prospective client events. But if there are a number of you involved in it, you can hold the event at one of the business's premises and you're all involved in the marketing of the event to your individual prospect lists, it can be a great way of bringing potential prospects together. Education can be a very good first step in any new client relationship building strategy. It is important that these events are well structured so that there are optional next obvious steps for attendees to take. Events like this can be great ways of building prospect lists, ensuring that sales pipelines are kept full. Prompt and organised follow-up is vital to make the most of the energy generated. So now you have five creative sales prospecting ideas that you may or may not have thought of doing before. Do any of them appeal? Are you going to try them out? I hope so. Remember that you always need to be prospecting to keep your pipeline full of good quality potential clients. Don't let your pipeline run dry because you were too busy delivering your service. Feast and famine can be avoided by thinking and planning early. So if you want to learn more about how my natural stress-free selling methods could help you win more clients more easily, I now have a 10-hour online program available. To find out more and to get your 6 free lessons, go to www.jackie-jarvis.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening.